Scott. Yeah, slash Corbett.
We'll check the
TV.
Email then.
Okay.
Okay. So I think that maybe we have we're in a little bit of a position where we think we have enough background now to possibly begin formulating what people think the exercise before us is, because this is practical work on self, so we should be able to walk away with a exercise that is pragmatic and specific to our own everyday life that we are going to continue for this week and then report back at the beginning of next week's work. So, anybody want to take a shot at it?
Chin Dog did on the thing here. He says to relax the body and pay attention to the impressions and then the reverberations that pass through it.
Can you say that a little bit louder?
It's on the chat. Chin Dog, he said, to relax the body and pay attention to the impressions and then the reverberations that pass through it. I just might add that we relax into the tension as well.
That's a great comment. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. That's all.
That's all. Okay. Absolutely relaxing into the sensations and relaxing into the tension is really important. Four Paws also said, I think it's trying to find the origin of the negative emotions.
Yes, okay, that's good. I'll give an example. So now, I guess the way, and actually a few weeks ago, I don't remember when it was, but I remember we posed this question, I think it was on the introductory call. And the question that we have before us and that we can work with for each other is, how would you actually... What could you do this week in such a manner that you could go out and, let's say, a recurring event such that you kind of know that you're going to have a negative emotion about somebody or some event? What is that situation? And in a sense, prepare for it with this new form of observation that we're talking about it. So that's how I would formulate it. Is something going to happen this coming week that you know is going to happen and you know you're going to react to in the way that everybody's been talking about and have what we've been informed is called the negative emotion? So, mornings, some individuals are saying, the act of waking up in the morning, just regular, and there it is again.
Four Paws says having coffee with my mom.
Okay, there you go. So maybe you can type in, are you going to be having coffee with, you're pretty sure you're going to have coffee with your mom this week, right? Yes, no, maybe so.
Not yet.
Okay.
And here, Mark wrote, and he said yes, and Mark Roach says, usually it seems some part of us works to keep whatever those upsetting events might be from happening.
Exactly. That's the whole point. That's how we are. We're slaves to them. Because what do? We avoid them at all costs. And why do we normally avoid them? Because we have no tools whatsoever. In regular life, we have no tools to work on these things. But now we're given tools. We have this enormous tool, observation. It's so huge. I can't believe it. It's like a power, it's like a jackhammer to break the hold on our slavery that we have.
So he continues, and opening the sea seems like it's advising to just consciously let it all be and in. And Zazen says, if a pebble represents a frequent occurrence of identification or irritation, pick one occurrence or event and then watch what happens. Use the leverage or crowbar of pity.
That's
allow and watch and observe and take notes.
Okay, so let's talk. Let me just make a sidebar note here of what Zazen said, okay? Is that all right?
Yes.
Okay, he said, use the crowbar of pity. That's the beginning of a real emotion. We have a little bit of lever that we can use there. It's the true emotion of compassion, not sympathy, empathy, or all. It's actual compassion for another. That's the crowbar we use to slightly separate from the reactive mode that we're always in. So we have one practical exerciser and four paws. She says that she's going to meet her mom sometime this week, and she knows without a doubt that there's going to be stuff. Yucky, yucky, yucky. But now what's going to happen, she's going to go into that, and she's going to go into that armed, in a sense, armed with a new set of abilities to observe. It's going to be exciting. I'm like really interested to hear what's going to happen. So, anybody else?
Zazen says, with understanding toward the mechanical manifestations of ourselves and others. And Aureolus says, interrupt myself by taking a deep breath or drinking water when I talk to someone on the phone at work. And then somebody, did you just unmute? Okay.
No, I'm still here. I'll share one that I'm going to work on this week, if I can possibly remember. I'll try my hardest. If I remember during the week to do it, then I'll report what happened next week. Okay?
Otherwise not.
If I don't remember, I might not even be here next week. I might not remember to come. But in any event, so I have this very unusual thing that occurs with me, and it just blows my mind. And, like, if I happen to go, either I'm going to eat a meal with somebody, or I happen to be at a restaurant. Sometimes I go to this particular restaurant, I read my book, and I'm just sitting there in the bliss of my book, right? And then sitting next to me might be this other person eating their food. And it's amazing that what effect, like if someone's chomping their food or, you know, they smack. It's just, yikes. It just drives me apeshit crazy, excuse the term. And so that will occur this week, I guarantee you, without a doubt. And it's because I probably will have meals with some of my friends. And I can guarantee that an event such as this will occur. And so that's my experiment. My experiment is I'm going to take that, these sets of observations that we're talking about, these tools of observation, and these levers of compassion and pity that Zazen is talking about, and bring it to bear on that event. So that's, I'm declaring mine.
I was kind of wondering whether you were declaring it in a public forum so that when you're using these tools of the internet and the phone, when you're around them, maybe they'll eat more quietly.
Well, but I have an out. Because I might forget to even observe myself during this. So.
Yes, yes. So Mark Roach says, calm detachment seems like a big part of this.
Yeah. But what you're watching here, and here's a good point, Mark, is you're watching yourself. You're not watching this other person as a total unremitting jerk. You're watching yourself. Self here. And, you know, you might be one of those individuals, and there's three of you out there tonight that I can think of who have just a whole series of emotions like this, okay? Just a ton of them. But if you do this in one area, there's an interesting, like an opposite ripple effect, and actually Silverdale, this is a little bit addressed to you, not the emotion part, but this comment, that if you do this in one area, in a sense that the non-phenomenal self comes to bear on this kind of reactivity, it also has almost like an opposite pebble effect, where it goes out and a different form of consciousness becomes available.
So Mark is saying, yes, calm detachment from them and from our reactions, so that our reactions aren't fed.
There you go.
Yeah, that's great. I like the idea of feeding or not feeding our reactions, because when we just watch it and we observe it, it's one thing, but when we somehow get kind of bloated in it by feeding it, then that's another thing.
And somebody made the comment here, to use non-judgment, to use non-judgment will help me not to react. I think she was talking about me personally. Probably.
Like every one of us personally. So I can admit to one of them. One thing that I really get triggered by, I won't say it triggers me, I'll say I get triggered by it and use an I statement, is people wasting my time, just like mindlessly, thoughtlessly wasting my time. And especially like if I have to be on the telephone with Comcast or the bank and the service is really bad, and this goes on for 40 minutes or an hour and a half, then at some point I have to really, really work watching myself. Or I start to get more and more and more angry, and I can watch all these reverberations begin to go through my body as my stress level gets higher and higher and higher. And I watch myself wanting to be really hostile toward the person. Huh? And then when I can bring my pity in there and go, no, I wouldn't want to be on the other end of this myself, then this person just works there. They don't know what they're doing. Then as I bring the pity to bear, then I can find myself, finding myself more humanity.
Well, we'll see if you can achieve it. But I know that there's at least one other CPA on the line. I'm a CPA, and I'm not bringing this as my example because I'm not going to make such a call, but for instance, calling the Internal Revenue Service and interacting with some of the agents is a wonderful opportunity.
The Infernal Revenue.
Infernal. So you're going to see sometime during this week, someone will, quote-unquote, in your opinion, waste your time, and you'll go apeshit crazy too, right?
I hope not, but I like to try and get my self-observation going and begin parting the Red Seas before the stress level gets too high, but sometimes I'm not watching.
Okay, so we'll see. It's a good example. Good. See, these are very, we're bracketing certain experiences. They're bracketed. They're small enough that you know it's going to occur during the week, and you know that inevitably you're going to react, so you take yourself into that situation. I'm suddenly reminded of another phraseology from Spinoza that I thought I'd bring in here real quick. That's okay. This is in Book 5, I think it's proof number 2 of Book 5 on human. Anyway, the point of it is he says that once you are in the mood, once you are in the emotion, there's nothing you can do about it. But he actually implies that you can take tools of observation into the situation, and then you can do something. But once you're in it, in a certain way, you can't start there, but you can bring new tools to bear in those very exciting moments of the circus.
And Mark Roche is saying it would seem that something helpful in all of this is to, when and if we do react, quote, negatively, anyway in the situation, that our negative reaction is also something that can part, that we can part the sea for. And yes, that's definitely my experience. Sometimes I have like a yep. sequence of them, and I part the Red Sea and then part it again and part it again. And Zazen says, in the reading there was an indication this energy can be used in another way, other than yep. unconscious dissipation, the awakening of the machine. Yeah.
Well, we're preserving, whether we like to believe it or not, we do only have a limited amount of energy and attention. And if we waste it on negative emotion, it's gone. But in preserving it in this manner, actually taking this set of tools into these events, is quite interesting, and you preserve it, and that alchemical fire can begin to grow. That you actually make inner space for yourself.
So I want to add that the toothbrush woman this morning was one of the reasons she was very motivated to do her inner work, was that she was keenly aware of time passing by and all of the time that she and that also we miss, where when we're not present, then the time just goes by and we lose it. We lose that time, and we're not able to use it for what we really care about and want to. And we just sort of let life slip away while we're asleep. And there's a limited amount of time that we're here.
Yeah. That reminds me. I like the toothbrush lady. And because it reminded me of something else. When you are inevitably, every single person on this call is going to have a situation this week where they will have a burst of this kind of negative emotion. And if you remember this conversation that we've been having for the last 45 minutes or so, I don't know how long we've been talking about it, is the point is you have new tools to bring in there. Let's say it's so severe that you can't, in the theoretical, I'm not interested in the theoretical, but you can't part the Red Sea, as they say. You're just too blown away, right? That could occur, correct?
Yes.
Of course. Yeah. So let's say you can't do it, but you're determined to try something. Here's something that I use in those desperate situations, which I get into every day. And that is, I call it, and we talked about this last week, you know, relaxing the facial mask. If that becomes an operable tool for you, you have a great, great lever to work your way through some of this. Sometimes I get into these momentums with individuals, and just this blast of negative energy starts coming up, and I'm lost. But I have that tool, and it's pretty operable for me, and it helps me not react.
So Adulcim, okay, Ad Lucem is saying, I was nagging the family about never putting leftovers away a couple of days ago, and all of a sudden I thought, look at that little machine go. And then she said, I felt a sort of affection for her. And then
nice.
Silverdale is saying, nice. a benevolent grimace toward myself.
It's just going to happen, as it's being someone saying here, it's just going to happen, and the compassion and adoration we have for him or her that gets caught in that is an admirable thing. That helps us separate from the mechanicality just a teeny bit. And if we can do that, guess what? We have an eternal tool there. It's a worthy effort.
Do you have anything more that you'd like to say about containing the energy of the work in order to be able to use it inwardly?
Yeah, I guarantee you that during this week, there will be reactivity, negative emotions, ego flourishes both up and down. That'll happen. When you give vent to those, particularly if you give vent to those with a certain level of superiority and arrogance, like, you know, someone does something, you have a giant reaction, and you go, that, she was a real jerk.
I never do that. I'm better than that.
Other than you, we were talking about everybody other than you. That's correct. But we don't know how to mute you. But anyway, the point is that, so here you have this reactivity occurring, and it will occur during the week. You have this reactivity occurring. If you give vent to it, the energy that is muscling around in there, literally, is lost. If you can begin to surrender a little bit, just surrender, acquiescence in a certain way, in this thing called, this magical thing called parting of the Red Sea, that energy is not lost. It's retained by the non-phenomenal self, and it builds it up. It's like building a little 1 inch. You have 1 inch now, and then one more inch, and one more inch. That's what I mean by containment. Not reacting, not expressing the negative emotions is a thing of great help. Okay?
Okay. Any other comments or questions from people on the line or on the computer?
I'd just like to say about that thing about the containing.
Yes.
Yeah, so we don't want to give vent to them like emoting. And just,
yeah.
Well, we want to be gentle with the machine. In other words, when we do go into that, it's not, and we see ourselves judging that, just relax on it, you know? I mean, be gentle with it rather
well
than trying
put.
To deny it, yeah.
Well put.
Harder, yeah.
Absolutely.
Like
an infinite cycle. Then you have the emotion, then you react to the emotion, then you react to that, and then you get depressed because you keep reacting. That's right. Well put. Nice observation. Thank you.
Anyway,
well, I think we're there.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to next week and hearing what everybody's exciting weeks are all about.
So that's great. And anybody who'd like to put some comments on the website to share or to consider, and also there's some great comments that Mike, who was just speaking, has made on the site. You can go there and read them, and I'll try to send you, I expect to send you an email before the next class, like I did today. Thanks for joining the mailing list to make that a lot less work. And unless anyone has anything else to say, there's some people thanking us online, then we will adjourn until next Wednesday.
We have to sing a song.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just wondering if we had to or not.
Yes, you have to.
I didn't hear that. You muted out.
Oh, you can't have it both ways. All right, so I'm going to close the call now.